Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. We are in the midst of discussing, and in fact, we're going to finish today, the topic of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora as it relates to Shiduchim. And the issue that we're grappling with is if we have a man and a woman, boy and a girl, and they have been set up, and they're at different stages of dating. It could be that they just started dating, or they've gone out on a number of dates, and it gets getting more serious, or maybe they have come to an agreement together that they're going to get engaged to be engaged, or maybe they're even engaged. And the question is, somebody else, a different boy, is interested in that girl. And it could be the same with reversing the roles, meaning if we have a young man and a woman, and there is another woman that's interested in that young man. So it could be either way. We're just simply going to go with a young woman and man, and there's another man interested in that woman. And the question is there a prohibition on that second man, that second boy, to get involved, to try to get a date, to go out with that girl because he's interested? Why? Because they're already dating. We have the first boy and the girl that are dating right now, or they're engaged, or they're close to getting engaged. So is there a problem of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora? So last time we went through the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, and today we are going to go through the tshuva of Rav Moshe Sternbach on this in his tshuvas on Hagos. It's in the second volume, Siman Tav Resh Chaf Vav. And he was asked as follows, and the question is important, at what stage is it in the relationship between the young lady and the young man? Where do things stand? So this was the question that was posed in Bachura. There's a young woman, young girl, or older girl, and there is a young man who is about to get engaged to her. So they're not engaged yet. They have gone out a number of times. And the question is, there is a second young man who is interested in her. Is there a problem of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora? So Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe and says, apparently we would say that when it comes to Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora, that the second person is called a rasha, it apparently would not apply in this situation. They are not engaged yet. And as we see in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein learns the halachas of Shiduchim from the laws of commerce, Mekach u'Memkar. And when it comes to Mekach u'Memkar, when somebody is trying to buy something, to buy a car or to buy a tomato, to buy something in the store, Shagam b'mekach u'memkar ain iser. When it comes to purchasing, there's no prohibition on the second purchaser. Eliim kfar pasku damim v'chaser akinyan. The prohibition is they have agreed on price already. There certainly hasn't been a kinyan yet. If there was a kinyan, then it's owned by the purchaser. But they have agreed to price, and once there's an agreement between the purchaser and the seller, the second purchaser is prohibited from coming in, because that is a violation of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora. That second person is Nikra Rosh. He's called an evil person. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing applies when it comes to engagement. Once you've gotten engaged, and that has been publicized, that is like purchases and sales, that there's been an agreement on price, there's been an agreement on the engagement, and there's going to be a prohibition at that point. But before that point, before they are engaged, just like Mekach u'Memkar, just like when purchasing something, you haven't come to terms yet, there's no prohibition. So too, when it comes to the Shidduch context, if you haven't come to terms, if you haven't come to agreement, then there is no problem of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora. The second person would be permitted from that perspective of trying to get a date, to go out with that girl. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says, I don't think that applies in our situation here. Rav Moshe Feinstein is applying the rules, the halachas of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charora that we see in the commercial context, buying and selling, to the context of Shiduchim. However, Amnam Ledati Yevshal Ledamas LeMekach u'Memkar, Rav Moshe Sternbach says, I don't think you can compare Shiduchim to purchases, purchasing, buying and selling. What is the fundamental difference? So he says, when somebody's trying to sell something, so you have a seller, he is willing to sell that item to anyone. He wants to get the best price, and he's there to speak to people. He has one person, and he's speaking to him. Two people are speaking to him. As long as he hasn't closed the deal, he's not committed from his perspective, he can sell to anyone. That is when you're trying to sell an item. You have multiple people coming to buy this tomato, to buy an apartment, and it's a fair game for that seller until there is closure on the transaction, until you have an agreement with someone. But when it comes to shiduchim, that this is a different issue. When it comes to shiduchim, he says as follows, "Eina muchanim l'kol achad." It's not the situation that you have a seller. You have a girl, a young girl, and she's willing to date anyone, or a young boy and he's willing to date anyone. There is a lot that goes on in advance planning that is looked into. The boy researches the girl researches the boy. It's actually the parents that research it, and they look into where he stands on his seriousness in learning Torah and ability to learn Torah. And what's the Yiras Shamayim of the boy or the girl? And what is the background? What's the family? And also there are financial matters that have to be discussed. Only after the research is done and things check out, then the sides agree to a meeting between the boy and the girl, and it's a fact the parents that are koveya when it comes to are they going to meet, are they going to not meet. Of course, they're going to consult with the children, but it's the parents that are really calling the shots for the most part. And he says, Azah yesh kfar kiruv. So even before they meet, there's been a lot of work done, and there's some, I'm not going to say attraction, but there is a kiruv. There is some sort of affinity between the boy and the girl because a lot of things have been checked off. A lot of things have been worked through. Things are looking good. And accordingly, because of all this background has been done, it is prohibited, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Asur Latziach, is prohibited to for a some second person, for a shatchan, to go to that young girl or the young boy, and to offer another option, another alternative to be dating. Here's another boy, maybe consider this one. All the work has been done already, backgrounds have been checked, and they're going to meet, and it's not for sure that they're going to get married. But he says, just because of the background of all this, and the distinction between purchases and sales, that seller typically, when you're selling a widget, a car, they're going to speak with everyone and anyone, and whoever's going to get the best price, good, go forward. When it comes to shiduchim, that's not the case. Once agreeing to shidduch, once you agree, it means a lot has been done in the past, and then this is already serious. It's already serious. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says, so apparently things depend on where you're coming from and the methods of dating. And he says when it comes to Haredim in Israel, he's talking about that the children aren't in control of who are they're going to meet, but it's only after the parents do the investigation. These are important words. It's as if it's done, meaning it's very close to being a done deal, even though the boy and girl have not met yet. Accordingly, in that situation, there is an isser of ani hameafech becharara. No one is allowed to offer to that boy another girl, or to that girl another boy. However, he says that when it comes to what Rav Moshe Feinstein was talking about, other circles of Judaism in particular, he points out in America that it's really the boy who's running the show, who he's going to date, who he's not going to date, and only informs the parents afterward. It's not only the boy and the girl. The girl is making her decision, the boy is making his decisions, and the parents will only get involved afterward. This is certainly not the case in all of America. There are certainly many exceptions to this, so it depends where in America and what stream and what family, etc. But we'll just go with what the text says here in the Tshuvas V'Hanagos of Rav Moshe Sternbach. And when they go out, the boy and the girl, it doesn't mean that much. Meaning they're meeting, but it doesn't mean that we're really serious right now. It doesn't mean that we're making a commitment. They haven't done that much background, like in Rav Sternbach was talking about. Accordingly, there is no problem of ani hamehafech becharara. So it's very interesting to just recap what we're saying here. When it comes to the Igros Moshe, this is Rav Moshe Sternbach is quoting the Igros Moshe, that the Igros Moshe compares shiduchim to mekach u'memkar. And just like when it comes to mekach u'memkar, there's no oni ma'achbev becharara until you come to a deal, until the price is agreed upon. So too, in the Igros Moshe, there's not going to be oni ma'achbev becharara until you become engaged. In absence of that, there is not going to be a problem oni ma'achbev. second person can get involved and try to get a date with that girl or that boy. When it comes to Rav Moshe Sternbach, he says, but things are different for us, that so much background is done before, and the fact that they've gone through a few dates, it's very significant. In the Igros Moshe, they've gone through a few dates, that's not very significant, because you don't have all the background that's been done, and you're going to keep on shopping, and you'll probably go through a number of boys and girls that you're going to date. But says Rav Moshe Sternbach, when it comes to us, in Haredim in Israel, because they do so much background, and it doesn't say that it's a formality that the boy and girl meet. It's not a totally done deal, but it's much more advanced than otherwise. He says that we would have a problem on Yamaf Epachara. Now, truth be told, these are two extremes that Rav Moshe Sternbach is representing. The one is that the Igros Moshe, that the parents are not involved, and the boy and girl are running their own show, and dates mean not that much. And on the other extreme, he says that what he's talking about with Haredim Israel, that it's almost a done deal, but there is so much in between there that you have parental involvement to an extent, to a lesser extent, to more of an extent. There is background information that was shared. There was research that was done, but it was not Karav HaDavar Shigamar. It's not almost done deal. So there is a whole spectrum between these two extremes, and it'd be very, very interesting on a situation-by-situation basis if these things do come up, to ask a shayla, is there a situation, a concern, a problem, an iser of ani amach b'vacharara, that second person can be called a rasha, which is a very serious thing. Have a wonderful day.